Hello, St. Georgians near and far, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, on day 39 of our Year of the Bible adventure through Holy Scripture, now in our second day together in the book of Numbers. On the road again, but they're not yet on the road again. They're still packing their bags, in fact, almost literally packing their bags and getting ready to go. The two chapters that are appointed for today, chapters 3 and 4, have to do with the Levites, have to do with the priesthood, and how the sons of Levi themselves, the families, are going to be responsible for different things. Yesterday, you saw how the clans are going to be spread out around the tabernacle when they're there in camp, and who's going to be where and who's going to be where. And then in the sort of inner, like closest to the tabernacle, are going to be the Levites. And the Levites, Moses and Aaron, are grandchildren of Levi himself. And then there are two other families, the Gershonites and the Merarites, that are, and so for each of those families is going to have its own job to do, vis-a-vis the tabernacle. And so these chapters 3 and 4 are the ones that are going to assign what those are. It's called the census of the Levites. So you got to get all the Levites' names. You got to say, okay, now the sons of the so-and-so are the ones who are going to be in charge of the, you know, I don't know, the furnishings or whatever. Notice that so you've got the tabernacle and you've got the Levites, but that is but the beginning of the differentiations here, because some of them can go, you know, sort of closer, and some of them have to keep their distance a little bit more. So from the very outside, understanding it from the sort of taking it from the very outside, there's going to be some set of them who are going to be in charge of, imagine you've got something very valuable, right? They're going to like have a couple guards there in front of the tabernacle. In the image, I hope you've seen the sort of wall around the tabernacle. It's not really like a security wall. I guess it kind of is. You don't want any of your livestock wandering into the tabernacle court. But even Israelites maybe had a little bit too much to drink one night, starts wandering around. You want to have somebody there at the tabernacle say, whoa, 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 buddy. Let's get you home to your tent. Let's stay away from the holy things in your condition. So you have some of those. And then you have sort of individual clans, individual families who are responsible for each little element of tabernacle structure or furnishings or whatever gets assigned to something. The Kohathites, the ark, the table, the lampstand, the altars, the vessel of the sanctuary, all that kind of stuff. Those guys are going to be responsible for that. But the folks who were responsible for, let's say, moving the furniture, don't need to, let's say, like see the altar, right? Or even necessarily see some of the furnishings. So somebody had to be in charge of covering up the furniture before they had to be in place. Everybody's got, you know, if this is a book in three with like three movements of organization, disorganization, and reorganization, this is the organization part. This is the organization part. Everybody's getting their, you know, everybody's getting their literal marching orders, because pretty soon it's going to be time to break camp. And when they break camp, everybody's got to get into action. Everybody's got to get, you know, the Kohathites or whatever need to go, you know, first the, some of them have got to cover up the lampstand, and then the Kohathites have got to go in and grab the lampstand and all that kind of stuff. It's all got to get done. And this is the part where that is assigned. Now, the second sort of interesting thing is this redemption of the firstborn business. And I think this is interesting because what it says about the Levites. You remember at the Passover, God says, from now on, you're going to consecrate the firstborn of your children, of your male children, and the firstborn of your livestock. And God says that to all of Israel, right? So like all the 12 tribes of Israel, all the Hebrews, from now on, firstborn gets put into my service. Now that gets changed a little bit. It's going to be the redemption of the firstborn. So the firstborn still belong to God. But instead of having to bring your firstborn son, instead of everyone having to bring their firstborn son to the tabernacle and dropping him off to go do the work, he says, you know what? I'm going to take the Levites. I'm going to take an entire family, the family of Levites, and they're going to like fulfill the role that the firstborn is going to do. That way I can, you know, they can pass it down and blah, blah, blah. It'll just be easier. So the firstborn are redeemed by, like, substituted for. Like, I'm going to substitute all of the Levites instead of the first of every one of this. Does that make any sense? You're going to take all of the Levites. And what's funny is, like, there's an actual accounting that's done here. And it turns out there's 217. I think it's 217. There are 217 excess firstborns, more than there are the Levites. And so they figure out what the price per firstborn is going to be in shekels, the shekels of the sanctuary. And then they give that to the Levites into the Lord's service, which provides like a little endowment for the Levites to do whatever they need to do. 1,365 shekels. There it is. The redemption of the firstborn. So the Levites get set apart, and they get all of their jobs. Now that's all wonderful. That's all great. I think it's worth noting the way that this starts out, though, right? Because so look, it is these Levites, these sons of Aaron, that are going to be the ones whose vocation it is to be in the Lord's service for the Lord's stuff, right? We might describe it not very elegantly as the Lord's stuff. All the tabernacle stuff. Okay. Well, that's pretty cool. That's a pretty cool thing to do, right? All right. So who is it? And then it starts. Our third chapter starts with, this is the lineage of Aaron and Moses. When the Lord spoke to Moses, these are the names of the sons of Aaron, Nadab, the firstborn, and Abihu, and then Eleazar, Ithamar. Who are the first ones mentioned? Nadab and Abihu, who we've already talked about as the ones who, well, it says it here in verse 4, Nadab and Abihu died before the Lord when they offered unholy fire before the Lord in the wilderness of Sinai, which was only a month ago or thereabouts. This is about a month after the tabernacle was built. So on the one hand, yes, wonderful privilege, wonderful calling, to be a Levite priest of the Lord who has to do the holy things, but also very risky. And the risk is named right there at the beginning, you know, lest there be any misunderstanding about what this involves. It's not all dusting the furniture and toting things around, right? It's a great privilege precisely because it's holy and important. But that holiness and importance also then brings with it an element of danger, right? An element of risk to a sinful person like Nadab and Abihu, and unfortunately, like all of the rest of us. So there you are. They've been set aside. They've been chosen as a family. They've got this special role. And at the same time, they also sort of walk in this way that's much more dangerous, because the risk of infraction, is significant. And then the consequences of infraction are very significant. So that's what they do in chapters 3 and 4. Again, they're all just getting ready to hang out. There's going to be some weird priestly stuff that happens next concerning the unfaithful wife. If you are an unfaithful wife, or if you know an unfaithful wife, make sure you listen in tomorrow, because we're going to find out what to do with him. No, I'm just kidding. I mean, it does say, well, anyway, let us pray. O God, who hast caused all holy scriptures to be written for our learning, grant that we may in such wise hear them, read, mark, learn, and inwardly digest them, that by patience and comfort of thy holy word, we may embrace and ever hold fast the blessed hope of everlasting life, which thou hast given us in Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. All right. Well, have a wonderful rest of the day. See you on day. Are you ready? Tomorrow, day 40.